With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Minor setback. Federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. We have more on the story now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The judge ruled that mass layoffs of federal workers appear to be politically motivated and that the administration must stop firing workers during the shutdown. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston in San Francisco said the human cost of the layoffs cannot be tolerated. President Trump has said he views the shutdown as an opportunity to further reduce the size of the federal government, and his administration has issued thousands of layoff notices since late last week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Supreme Court appears poised to upend a key provision of the Voting Rights Act. In a dispute over a Louisiana voting map, the conservative majority signaled it might prohibit using race as a factor in creating election districts. During oral arguments before the court, Edward Grime, the attorney for the white voters who sued over the map with two majority black districts, responded to a question about how current conditions for black voters in Louisiana will go.
The very first thing the plaintiff shows it is here's the community that was cracked or packed. And so to undo that, you have to look at the race of the voters all around that area, and you've got to make assumptions about them based on statistics, but you've got to make assumptions about what they think and how they vote based on their race, and you're drawing new districts based on that.
President Trump confirming he authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela. President also says he is considering land operations following the recent U.S. military strikes on drug smuggling boats from Venezuela. This is SRN News. European Union is promoting transgenderism.
A new report from the body urges all nations to help children who want to live as the opposite sex to do so without restriction. Incredibly, this comes as a number of European nations are pulling back from their promotion of transgenderism and outlawing sex change operations on kids. Stefano Generini of CFAM tells LifeSiteNews.com, "You would think that Europeans had learnt their lesson about the danger of scientific experimentation on humans after the calamity of Nazism." Michael Harrington reporting.
Will Graham packing his bags. The grandson of Billy Graham scheduled to preach the gospel this weekend in Estonia. Graham, who will be joined by a variety of Christian musicians and singers, will address thousands at a sports arena. In Facebook, he says, "God is already at work in Estonia. I can't wait to see what he is going to do." This is SRN News. The president of Madagascar toppled in a military coup. Anticipating taking over power, the leader of the rebel group explains his actions and intentions as correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Colonel Michael Randriani Rina, who led a rebellion of soldiers that ousted President Andry Rajoelina, says he expects to be sworn in as the country's new leader in the next few days. He adds he's taking the role as head of state after the country's high constitutional court invited him to do so in the absence of the ousted president who fled Madagascar following the uprising. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Pakistan and Afghanistan have announced a ceasefire following days of the deadliest clashes in years that killed dozens from both sides of the border. Pause comes after appeals from Saudi Arabia and Qatar. More details at srnnews.com.